Which no, is- Groundhog Day is the 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. So 2 days ago, and it's some bullshit because if the groundhog says there's an early spring, that's bullshit because there's still 6 weeks of winter because the first day of spring isn't for 6 weeks. Am I right?
Ah, you're totally right.
So why do people like get all excited when it's early spring? And I'm like, what is it, spring like tomorrow? Like, no, you fool.
See, I think we've advanced enough in our meteorology skills that we don't need to rely on the groundhog to tell us when spring's going to come.
I mean, I think so too, because I have this new app and it's pretty cool and it's called AccuWeather. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's free. And it just tells you what the temperatures are going to be for like the next month. It's incredible.
Wow. That sounds like more than a fucking groundhog can tell you.
Exactly. Especially since the groundhog only comes out one day a fucking year.
Mm-hmm. But see, yeah. No matter what, it's going to see its shadow because it has all these big lights and photography and flashes going on. So yes,
you're exactly right.
It's pointless.
It is pointless. Also, I'm pretty sure that it's a different groundhog every year.
Yeah, probably because groundhogs don't have that long of a lifespan.
Exactly. But people believe it's like the same groundhog. I'm just like, you fools. Just a bunch
anyway.
Of fools. Anyway.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined, as always, by unseasonably warm weather.
Yes, I'm in a good mood today.
It was 60 degrees where I am, and as I was just telling Stormy off mic, that means here in the mountains we're going to get our asses handed to us in a couple of weeks.
I'm worried about you, but you're right.
Like, we always get our hopes up, oh, it's 60 degrees, it's going to be so warm and we won't have to deal with winter. And then, like, end of February, beginning of March, we get, like, a foot of snow.
Jesus.
Mark my words.
Dude, I'm going to remember this you saying that, because I know that it's going to happen. We just don't know when. It's like a time bomb.
Didn't this happen at least once while we were living up in D.C. that it was warm for a few days and then we got 28 inches of snow?
I remember the snow. I don't remember if it was warm or not the days prior, but I do remember that fucking blizzard. What the fuck was that about?
That shut the entire city down for 2 days?
Yeah, it did. Freak it. Because I used to work at the mall. I used to work at Potomac Mills Mall. In Woodbridge, and they shut the malls down for, we all got to leave early, and then it wasn't like here in Pittsburgh where it's like, oh yeah, here comes the blizzard, and it was just rain and no snow. It was literally just a blizzard for days, and I didn't have a shovel because I didn't expect there to be a blizzard. I didn't expect to have to shovel my car out, so I had to borrow a shovel from somebody.
And the night before the blizzard, we had class, remember? And the entire class, I was checking my phone and my Peapod grocery delivery because I was supposed to get groceries first thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember you having the Peapod thing.
I was supposed to get groceries at like 7:15 in the morning, and I set it that fucking early so that the groceries would still come. And at the end of class, I got the text message that it was canceled.
It was canceled.
And so I woke up at like 7 in the morning when my groceries were supposed to come, and the snow hadn't started. It wasn't going to start yet. And I walked to 7-Eleven at the corner of my street and just stocked up on gross frozen and canned goods.
Nice.
And Oreos.
And Oreos. Yeah, because wasn't Peapod like, that was like, was it Giant or like Harris Teeter?
Giant.
Giant, okay, cool. Yeah.
I was so upset because I had a nice, like, my month's worth of groceries because I was broke AF and needed to buy groceries by the month back then.
Yep, didn't we? Yeah, same.
And then after the snow finally stopped, I walked to the other 7-Eleven to buy more frozen food because I ran out. Nice. And alcohol because why not?
Why not? Yeah.
But be prepared. Be prepared. That's going to happen again.
It's going to happen, dude. It's just a matter of when. It could be like next week and things could drastically change. It could be at the end of the month. It could be in March. It could be in April. We don't know.
We actually did get a random blizzard in April. Yeah, my freshman year of college.
Oh, really? It actually snowed up here in April last year, I think, like for a day. But everyone was like, oh, it snowed in April. Like, oh, no.
I remember because we were supposed to have a literary festival, which I was minorly in charge of. Mm-hmm. And I was in geology class. And all of a sudden, snow started falling. And by the time they canceled classes early, and then by 8 o'clock, there was a foot of snow outside. And the next day it was melted because it was 50 degrees.
Damn.
So, you know, but we're not just here to talk about the weather.
Yeah, no. Although it's fun, but, you know,
not today. We're here to pick our movie for the next episode.
Absolutely. And wasn't the last episode just so much fun? Sorry you guys couldn't watch it, but trust us, it was great. Just buy it.
I'm still upset about that. So anyway, I'm going to put all of our stuff into the randomizer. Oh boy. I fucked something up.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
I don't know what I did. Anyway, everything's in the randomizer. All right. It's randomizing.
Oh boy.
Our next episode is going to be on They're Watching, THEY'RE watching.
Like they are. They're watching. Ooh.
Going to Netflix.
I know, right? I'm on like Google. Three stars on IMDb. Okay.
They're watching. The squabbling crew of an American TV show ends up on the wrong end of a witch hunt when they start shooting in a remote European village.
Oh no.
This movie is scary.
This movie is scary.
And let's see, it is a horror comedy. Excuse me.
Oh, a horror comedy. Just what we need.
Full disclosure, I watched this movie a year or so ago, and it's pretty okay.
Oh, you watched it? Oh, okay. Right on. Yeah.
So if we have another situation, I'm prepared.
Nice. Oh, boy. Well, this looks cool. I don't know any of these actors, but that's okay.
This looks cool. Okay. That's fine. It'll help with our immersion.
It will, yeah. 1 hour, 35 minutes. 2016. Home improvement TV show. All right, cool. I'm into it.
I like the... It's a found footage film. Trigger warning. Oh.
Jesus Christ. That's fine. That's okay. But
I like the concept of it because it's like House Hunters International. That's the basis of why it's found footage. So I like that... I like that plot device rather than just, hey, I got a new video camera. I'm going to film everything and not stop filming even when everybody's dying.
Right. Watch film They're Watching. Because they're watching a TV show. Okay, cool. Hell yeah. I was just hoping it was going to be like a Found Destination 2 or something. Oh, we could always hope.
So we haven't addressed that with the randomizer. Should it randomize something in a series? Should we go with the exact one it told us to watch? Or should we start at the beginning of the series and just go from there for a little while?
I think we if all of them are available, I think we should start from the beginning and work our way through.
Okay, I agree.
That'd be cool, yeah.
So,
hell yeah. That's never gonna fucking happen.
I mean,
I'm crying.
I was playing with the randomizer, hoping for Jason X. Not that I was rigging the randomizer. The randomizer has a mind of its own.
Jason X, I don't care. Jason X is fine.
Jason X is art.
Jason goes to hell. Jason X is a little better because isn't that when he's in space?
Jason X is when he's in space.
Yeah, that's. I'm cool with that one.
Jason,
so futuristic.
Yes, futuristic. I'm pretty sure it's set in the year 2019, and we're in 2019.
It's probably set in the year 2006.
Actually, that sounds more realistic.
Hold up, I actually have to look up the year that it's set in. Jason X.
So while you're doing that, have you watched the Bundy
tapes? Oh, shit, we're both wrong. Hold up. The year is 2455.
Oh, so okay, so it's possible that it's very, very realistic.
Super futuristic, like, damn. Okay, anyway, what were you saying?
I was asking you if you had watched the Bundy tapes yet.
That is on my list for this evening's watching.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm. Yes.
Have you watched them?
I have not, but only because I'm going to say something controversial, but I already tweeted it, so you know what's coming.
You tweeted it. When did you tweet it?
I'm getting kind of sick with the girls who are obsessed with serial killers because, you know, they're like,
I know.
No, I'm just obsessed with the psychology of it, but no, bitch, you're just trying to be quirky and unique, and it's pretty fucked up that you've chosen serial killers as your vessel.
I just want to watch it to learn stuff.
Yeah, no, Ted Bundy is the most notable serial killer in American history other than Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy.
Much.
At some point, since I do have free accommodations up in D.C., we should go meet up there sometime and go to the Crime Museum because they have Ted Bundy's Beetle on display.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Like his swag and wagon.
Yeah. But like, no, I'm interested in serial killers, but I'm also not going to meme about it and make it like this cute and quirky thing.
Same. I'm getting real sick of Laura Palmer's face being everywhere. What the fucking, because it's like the meme where it's like whenever a white girl sees a horror movie documentary and it's the blonde girl with like the big teeth smile.
Yeah.
Like, that's Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks, and half those bitches don't even know what Twin Peaks is, so it frustrates me even more. But I can't say, hey, you like Twin Peaks, because they're not going to know what that means.
It frustrates me because we forget about the victims in the situation, or they seem to.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey, speaking of, like, weird serial killer stuff, this isn't really a serial killer thing, but there's this, like, documentary on Netflix called Abducted in Plain Sight. Have you heard of that or have a chance to watch that?
Mm-mm.
That's some fucked up shit. Definitely look into it or like read the synopsis and see if you'd be interested.
Okay.
Because I don't watch documentaries on Netflix too much. I don't like to do that because it's too overwhelming. But that one was recommended to me and Luke and I watched it and it's like really it's really sick. And it kind of like shows you how crazy people can like easily manipulate other people and they don't even know what's happening until it's too late. It's crazy, but it's, you know, I'm not watching it because I'm cool or quirky, but it is very, it's very good. So you should check
it
out.
I mean, you're the quirkiest of all the quirky girls.
That's the real virtue. I know, clearly, because I'm reading a book about the BTK killer.
Oh, I'm reading... not the BTK. I'm reading Golden State.
Yeah, that's right. You're reading the one about that happened nearby where you live.
No, right. Golden State is the Michelle McNamara book.
What? See, I don't know what that is. See, you're like a little more versed in the in that than I am.
Well, just because the novel I'm writing is true crime, so I'm trying to replenish the well, if you, as they say. But no, I'm taking a break from that, even though it's a library book. I'm just going to renew it until I can't renew it anymore. I'm taking a break because a YA author who I like released her second book, and I'm reading that. And that's also true, not true crime, but murder mystery.
Nice. What book is that?
It's
what,
called,
what author is that?
I can't remember her name, but the book is called Two Can Keep a Secret.
Oh, nice.
And basically,
what was the first one called?
One of Us Is Lying.
Oh, nice. That's clever.
And it's basically, this one I'm reading is this town. It's a small Vermont town. And 5 years ago, the homecoming queen was murdered. And now these weird effigies are appearing around town, threatening the death of this year's homecoming queen.
Oh, shit. That's kind of cool.
And the main character's aunt disappeared like 20 years before the events of the novel. So it's just all these mysteries shrouded in this small town. And I'm pretty sure I've already figured out the plot twist, but we'll see. I'm 60 pages in. Shit could change.
Yeah, for real. That's cool, though. I'm about like 700 pages into House of Leaves.
Only 700.
With another 700 to go. Yeah, I'm almost halfway in through, but most of the pages have like one word on them.
But you think you're halfway through, but that book's going to throw you for a loop and you'll have to start all the way back at the beginning to... I haven't actually read House of Leaves. I flipped through it and I was like...
It's a commitment, man. But like me and my one friend, he's also reading. We like made a deal that we would both read it this month and finish it by February. Obviously, I haven't finished it yet because it's the fourth, but I'm like getting there. I'm trying to read a book a month. Like, so we'll see.
Listen, I read Atlas Shrugged. That was my commitment for my life, and I can't.
Had a tough read.
It's a very tough read. It's dry and political, and there's just one chapter that's 70 pages of a character talking about objectivism. And I'm like, why am I doing this again? Oh, yeah, to prove a point to someone.
To prove a point to someone. I am a writer. That's cool. Isn't there a movie about that? Or does it have nothing to do with the book?
There are three movies because the book is set in three parts. So the movies are divided into three parts and they're not good because I don't think Ayn Rand adapts well to... I don't know. If you have to read Ayn Rand, just read The Fountainhead. Trigger warning, there is a weird rape scene, and Ayn Rand heavily implies that she was asking for it, and in fact, she kind of says she was asking. Ayn Rand has weird hang-ups about sex.
I see. This is just a bizarre thing that you'll have to read to understand.
I think... Oh God. It is an actual kink people have. I'm just going to state that. Now, I think Ayn Rand had a bit of a rape kink because there's a very similar scene in Atlas Shrugged. So I think, was there one? I think there might be one in We the Living too. She had like a thing for like forcible sex without clear consent. So if you're not into that,
I see.
Maybe.
Then don't.
Yeah, you can tell when it's coming. So just skip like 5 pages.
Yeah, you can tell when it's
but no, if you want to delve into objectivism literature, The Fountainhead is much better. And We the Living, it's her shortest novel and probably the most autobiographical, the most true to her life.
Okay. Autobiographical.
Thank you. Not that this is...
It took me like... I thought about it.
I'm not pro-objectivism, and I think Ayn Rand was kind of a shitty person. I wrote a paper about her in college. Maybe that'll be Patreon content one day. But
nice.
She was an interesting woman, and can learn a lot about her from We the Living.
Nice.
People forget that she came from communist Russia, and that's where a lot of her feelings come from. Like... I think she was a child during Lenin's takeover. So it's interesting when you read it in that context.
Interesting.
Has J.K. Rowling been up to anything?
J.K. Rowling, you know what? I followed her on Twitter. Her tweets like don't show up. So either she doesn't tweet a lot or hold up. Let me see. J.K. There we go. Fucking fake ass ginger. There's no way your hair could be that bright orange anymore, girl.
In case you haven't gauged it, Stormy is very sensitive about people appropriating ginger culture.
Damn straight. All she does is retweet stuff. She doesn't, like, say anything. She has nothing worth saying.
Good, and it should stay that way.
Oh, wait. She responded to a tweet on January 10th. She's just talking about, like, politics and stuff, so I don't know. I'm bored. Anyway. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, not that we want to make this too long, but I will say I've been obsessively playing Resident Evil 2 for the past week.
How is that going for you?
It is fantastic. I finished my second run today, and I'm going to kind of start over by doing Claire A, Leon B, because I started with Leon A, Claire B. So,
okay.
I just want to do it all before I stream it on February something. I know the date. I cannot
wait to watch you stream.
Yeah, I wanna get good so people don't bully me.
Do you want to stream first, or do you want me to go first?
I don't really care. If you want to go first, I can go first.
Because I have you down for the 25th and me down for the 11th.
Do you have something you want to stream?
I was going to stream Until Dawn.
Oh.
I should do, like, can we do polls on, like, what games on, like, Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like no one will vote.
I will tie them up and read to them Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged. So is Atlas a person that shrugged, like, did the gesture?
Yes, Atlas is a symbolic figure in some mythology who had to carry the earth on his shoulders.
Oh.
There is a statue of him in New York City, not related to Ayn Rand, but he's a figure in something.
Nice. Okay, well, cool.
Someday,
yeah,
someday I am going to have a PhD in English, and you better get ready for all those literary references.
I'm ready. Someday I will also have a PhD in English. I've been considering getting my MFA, though. What do you think?
Let's get our MFAs together. You move down to Roanoke, and we'll go to Hollins.
Go to Hollins. Okay. Sounds good. Or you can move up here, Sam.
Yeah, I'm going to move where it's colder for longer. That sounds like a plan.
Well, I was already down in Virginia, so it's your turn to move up here.
I'm from Michigan. Haven't I been through enough?
Shut up. Let's just go somewhere
you've not been to Virginia. You've been to Northern Virginia. It's practically a different state.
You're right. Fine. I thought we were going to Vanderbilt, or is that for our PhD?
That'll be for our PhD.
Okay. Well, that's fine then. We'll get our shit together soon. No worries. We just got to get jobs.
Yeah.
What a sad life.
You know what? I'll quit my job and dedicate my entire life to Real Horror Show if we manage to get $410 a month.
Wow, that's a lot.
That'd
be cool.
That's like half of the rent.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
So as long as I pay that, everything's fine.
I just need to just get more freelance writing jobs. This, like, Upwork bullshit is too hard because they have too many obscure shits going on over there.
So just write erotica.
I know. I'm actually like, where did you find that? Was that on Upwork?
Yeah. If I get a request from the person who usually asks me, I'll just send them your way.
Actually, I don't know. I changed my mind. I don't know about that. What if my erotica is no good? Too embarrassed to write about it. Yeah, just let me know if you see anything cool and I will send you. I saw one today that I actually thought of you. It was like writing a screenplay.
Oh.
I'll have to, like, stop and send you stuff and see if you're interested. How do you send people stuff on Upwork?
I just send the link to the job posting.
Yes, I will just do that because that is the simplest the simplest thing to do. What are you writing?
I am making a Twitter poll.
Yes. Oh boy, I can't wait to vote. I don't give a shit, people. I can vote if I want to. I voted for the last Twitter poll and it was like some weird ass question. What the hell was that question you asked?
I don't even know. I make polls.
Fucked up shit. I used to make polls a lot. Those are so fun. Let me find it. There it is. I'm the only one that voted.
Yeah.
Handing out condoms with our logo and website as a form of guerrilla marketing, yay or nay. And I said I voted for sex is only for procreation.
Good. As should.
Nobody else voted. What the fuck?
I post polls at the wrong time of the day.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's so. Don't we have a bunch of followers now? Do. Yeah, 523. Hell yeah. We made it. Yeah.
Okay.
We have three lists. That's cool. Oh boy.
All right. Well, the poll is up, so it'll be done by the time you guys hear this, but I hope you voted, and we should wrap this up. I should go spend time with my boyfriend.
Yes. Oh, I'm not going to vote because I didn't know it was this.
Sorry that I made a Twitter poll relevant to what we were talking about.
I know, I got confused. No, yeah, we'll do this first, and then whenever we decide who goes first, then the next person will, like, do two games that they have. Like, if you get picked first, then I'll be like, okay, what should I do? Until Dawn, or, like, something else.
Oh, well, I put until Dawn, because that...
It was going to be, like, me or you. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, if they pick Resident Evil... Then when it's my turn to go at the end of the month, I'll do, like, a pool, and it'll be, like, Until Dawn and then, like, another game that I own. Because, well, actually, we do have Resident Evil 2 over there just chilling.
Girl, you gotta play it. It's super spooky.
I'm gonna play it? I wish I could play with you, but, like...
They don't have co-op.
Can't. Bullshit. What if I want to play it with Sam?
It's super spooky. Anyway...
Dude, wouldn't it be cool if you could be Leon and I could be the girl? Or, like, I'll be Leon and you be the girl or some shit?
Bitch, I'm Leon.
But my hair looks like Leon's hair.
Speaking of which, I feel like I need to update our ghosts, but I don't.
Oh yeah, I don't look like that anymore. But that's okay, because when my hair grows out, I'll look like that again.
We're still dead. So, I want to assure you guys, we're still dead, but...
Yeah, we still can't get into heaven because Netflix keeps updating all these movies. We haven't seen all of the... Just, it's so many movies to watch.
I'm starting to think we're pretty much just fucked.
Yes, yeah, me too. I've pretty much, like, resigned myself to being in purgatory forever, for all eternity. It's all good.
All right, but it's all good. I say that's enough for tonight's episode.
I agree, that's quite enough. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, Sam, spend time with David. I'm gonna,
go spend time with your husband.
He's away, so I have to look for work.
So you spent all that money on a wedding and he's just not there.
He's at work.
Wow.
I know. He works so late.
Wow.
Sucks. I know. I'm so, so lonely.
Anyway, I will talk to you on our next recording day.
Okay, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye. I love the creepy dog. That was fun.